You're listening to SBS News.
Psychologist appointments in France will be funded by the government starting next year, amid growing awareness and concern about the importance of mental health. French President Emmanuel Macron says the coronavirus pandemic has brought problems to the forefront.
The pandemic has marked the return of what was inhibited, if I may say so. We didn't want to see the importance of mental health. We realized that health was a whole, a continuum, and that the deep consequences of an epidemic also concern mental health, and that the need to tackle this issue was even more important.
The French government announced free therapy sessions for children and young people earlier this year, and now plans to extend that to everyone. It comes as COVID-19 case numbers and related deaths continue to rise worldwide. In Russia, daily coronavirus deaths hit another record on Tuesday at 852. Pyotr Zubarov, deputy chief doctor of the Infectious Diseases Hospital in Nizhny Novgorod, says while the course of the illness hasn't changed much, patients are entering a critical stage much quicker.
Not much has changed regarding how the disease progresses. The only thing of note is that the span between the onset of the disease and entering into a critical state can be very short. Digestive syndromes are now accompanying the coronavirus infection, which didn't happen before. There are practically no instances of a loss of smell. Patients are now rarely reporting this. In general, the symptoms are the same as for any cold.
Vaccination rates have remained low in Russia, with only 32% of the country's 146 million population having received at least one shot of a vaccine, and 28% fully vaccinated. Lagging even further behind is Romania, with just over 27% of its adult population fully inoculated. The country of 19 million is, however, going ahead with third coronavirus vaccine doses to those who received their second more than 6 months ago. Valeriu Gheorghita, coordinator of Romania's vaccination campaign, says there aren't many hurdles ahead.
We still have a long way to go. The rate of vaccination is obviously not enough to limit the negative consequences of a fourth wave, especially with the Delta variant infections. This is why people who fall in the vulnerable category, the ones over 65 and those who have underlying conditions and have completed their last vaccination more than 6 months ago, will from today benefit from this booster dose that re-establishes the vaccine's efficacy.
In the United States, officials say 400,000 people went to get a booster shot last weekend. Since mid-August, 2.66 million Americans have had three doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Jeffrey Zients, White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, says vaccination figures are looking promising.
Overall, more than three out of four eligible Americans, those Americans 12 and older, have gotten at least their first shot. Importantly, 94% of seniors, those 65 and older, have at least one shot. And tomorrow we will hit an important milestone, 200 million adults with at least one shot.
Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga is also looking ahead to Japan's own third dose rollout.
Looking ahead to the third vaccination, we have already signed contracts for 200 million doses. If 8 months or more has passed since the second dose, based on deliberation council opinions, preparations will be made so that the third inoculation can be started by the end of the year.
The government has also announced the coronavirus state of emergency will end this week, taking pressure off the economy. Mr. Suga says he wants residents to resume their daily lives despite the presence of the virus, easing restrictions on gatherings and venues. With the lifting, Japan will be free of emergency requirements for the first time in more than 6 months. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.